crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Kate Quigley. This is Date Fails. Stephen Kramer Glickman could not be with us today as he is a very busy Hollywood type these days doing amazing things. But here I am. I'm really excited to be here. I have two fantastic guests today. I'm really excited. I dressed up for you, Reggie, just FYI. First of all, this is really true. I showed up today in a dress, actually, because I'm doing a show here at the Improv tonight that has an 80s theme. And so I'm dressed in like an 80s-ish kind of look. And so I showed up here today, but everybody at the Improv was like, oh, are you having a hot guest on the show? Like, why do you look good? Because I usually look like shit when I come and do my podcast. And I was like, fuck all of you. But that being said, my first guest, very handsome, very athletic. I'm super excited that you're here. You play wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints. Reggie Bell, everyone. Woo! That's a great clap. And then I have one of my favorite comedians. I'm so excited that you're here.
I'm sorry that I didn't dress up.
What? You look amazing.
Thank you.
You look fantastic. You look like you could be a cheerleader for the LA Rams.
Oh, I would kill.
Wouldn't that be awesome? By the way, before you keep talking, let me say who you are. You are amazingly funny. National headliner. She was on Andrew Dice Clay's Blue comedy special on Showtime. Eleanor Kerrigan, everyone.
Yay. Thank you. Another golf clap.
What were you saying about wanting to be a Rams cheerleader? Because you could do that.
Well, here's the thing. I grew up in South Philly, a mile away from Vet Stadium. And I'm dating myself by saying Vet Stadium. If you know anything about sports, they blew that up. And it's not that. So I love the Eagles. I'll always cheer for the Eagles. That's my home team. That's my show. But I was the biggest Eric Dickerson fan in the world. And when he played for SMU, the Pony Express, and there's a whole... whatever. And so he became a Ram, and then I became a Rams fan. And then I moved to LA, but they moved to St. Louis, and I was so upset. And now they're coming back to LA. So I'm like,
oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm the biggest Rams fan.
Like, I'm so excited that we're just going to have a football team.
I'm sorry.
That's
really?
Yes, I love football.
Usually LA doesn't care, don't you think?
I think it's just Southern California in general. There's just so much.
Yeah, you're from San Diego, right?
On. I'm from Northern California, but I went to school in San Diego.
Oh, you went to school.
Yeah,
that's what
I mean, even at our school, it was like the kids would be like, ah, it's sunny. Let's go to the beach.
Yeah,
and
right.
Drink, you know?
Yeah, because the Chargers might move too. So.
Well, yeah. They're staying there this year. So, we'll see.
I thought we might get them. Wasn't that like the talk?
Yes. It was possible.
We were thinking of, yeah.
They can move within a year, I think it was. Yeah.
Well, it's so funny because I was playing tennis with my friend the other day. I played tennis with this guy and I was like, I'm so excited that the Rams are coming. There's going to be so many like hot guys in LA on the team.
I like Seriously. That's what you look at it for. That's awesome.
Of course.
Good
are you kidding?
You.
That's what
you.
Sports are for to me. Like I feel like there should be, I really am. If anyone is listening with a lot of money, there should be a network on TV that's a sports network that's geared for women. So all the shows are like about the athletes, but not necessarily like their stats on the field, but more like their stats off the field. Do you know what I mean? Like,
don't they already have that? The Basketball Wives and the...
Yeah, but I don't want it to be about the wives. I want it to be about the single fiance. Ones.
Oh, the single ones.
The single ones,
ones
you know?
Okay.
Like, what do you, you know, just them hanging out with no shirts on. And just, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That'd be
like
a great
this.
Show.
I like this.
I would watch that show.
Yeah, Hard Knocks.
I think you should pitch it. Yeah, Hard Knocks is killer.
Is that what that is?
I mean, it's about... the camps.
It's
only about one
them.
Team. Yeah.
That's. Oh wait. Was that on? Is that the HBO?
HBO
yeah. I watched that. So,
you
but
did?
That's still about. Yeah, I did.
Are you into sports?
I am actually.
Okay. Cool.
I mean, I grew up in Ohio, so I grew up with football and stuff like that. But I don't follow as much anymore, unless I know someone on a team that I'll like, kind of watch that team. You know.
I get it. I feel like I used to follow more, and then I used to follow more college, and now I'm just all pro. I went all pro on you
Me
guys.
Too.
Sorry.
Me too.
I really don't even watch.
You don't?
Good
I mean,
for you.
I watch so
I mean, you
much
have to watch
film.
Play. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much other things. It's just like, get away from it.
Yeah. You're like,
as soon as.
It's like if you're a gynecologist, it's like, do you really want to see more vagina after work?
Well, you know, you.
Probably.
You went to school for a long time. So.
You want to. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
So. That's a good point. Because you're watching football literally. How many days a week during the season?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
That's just insane. Wow. Are you enjoying the off season?
Yes, so much. I mean, being back in Southern California is so nice out here. So
Yeah,
beautiful. The time. Yeah.
You can't beat the weather.
I mean, exactly.
I think it's like 2 in Philadelphia right now, so that's awesome.
And is it really?
In Ohio. It was pretty chilly.
Oh, God.
It was pretty bad. I'm going home in a couple weeks, and I'm like, I hope it, you know.
Warms up. I hate to tell you, it's probably not going to.
No. Mid-March, sometimes, though, you can get lucky.
Yeah?
Can I get a spring day out there?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going back home to Philly?
Well, first, I'm doing a Kid Rock cruise.
The seventh annual Kid Rock cruise. That's nice. A thing?
I'm very excited. It's an awesome thing.
That sounds amazing.
I know. And I've never been on a cruise. I'm not really boat people, if you will. I'm city folk. I don't understand.
Yeah.
So I'm like a nervous wreck, but everybody's telling me it's going to be great.
I've been on a comics. Cruise.
Have you done it?
What happened?
Been doing stand-up for 45 minutes, 3 shows.
That's. Do you have to be clean?
No,
it's a Kid Rock cruise, so you can do whatever you want.
I'm hoping they know who I am.
They'll know who you are. It's a Kid
Pure
Rock.
Filth.
It's a Kid.
We thought, how could we get filthier? I got an idea.
Well, that's always been my fear with doing stand up on cruise ships. Is
oh yeah, no,
it's this a family
is a, this
atmosphere.
Is a different. This I don't think there's any families
on the Kid Rock tour.
They're on the run.
You know, it sounds
it's Kid
scary.
Rock. If you look it up online, they show. Because this is his 7th one or something. The parties, it's crazy. It's like wild, loud. One time they went out and they ran out of beer, booze in the middle of the ocean. Like, can you imagine?
Wow. What do they do?
I don't know. A lot of crazy white folks just freaking out about no alcohol.
Could you imagine you're on a cruise and halfway through the cruise, they run out of alcohol?
No.
That would be actually, that would be a hilarious TV show if you put a bunch of party people on a cruise, like telling them like the plan is to party, like people that are like, let's be real, probably like addicted to partying,
drunks
and shit. And then like 2-3 days in, you tell them you ran out of like alcohol and maybe food.
Sorry, guys.
And maybe food. Yeah. What if you were like, all that's left is salad? And then you just videotaped what happens.
Survivor. Real Survivor.
Essentially.
Without craft services. Survivor.
Survivor, but on a cruise ship. I wonder what would happen. Like when all those addicts get sober all of a sudden.
Yeah, they would flip out.
Oh,
people
that'd be amazing.
Be leaping off the sides.
Do you party, Reggie?
Do I party?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, repetition. It's just repeat it if you don't know the answer.
You know. No, I do. I go out, you know, here and there. But honestly, like, I've never been, you know, a big party animal, you know.
No, really?
Yeah.
I've always just enjoyed doing nothing. You know, just hanging out.
That's good.
You know, it's just there's so much, you know. But in the off season, obviously, I do like to travel and, you know, go
party
see things
more.
And party a little bit more, yeah. But like when season comes, it's, you know, there's so much that goes into it that you don't really get to see, you know, especially just, you know, on your own and extra work like that. So when you get some downtime, you do like to just, you know, kick back and put your feet up. But I enjoy traveling. Plan on going to Jamaica to see my great grandmother, who is like 98 right now.
See you there. I'll be there with Kid Rock.
Shut
no
up.
Way.
You're stopping in Jamaica?
When are you guys going?
I forgot the name of it. Name of city.
Ocho Rios.
Yeah, that's it.
Ocho Rios.
I knew it was famous.
When do you leave?
March 10th.
When are you there?
I think I'd be back before then because I have to go. I have to go back to New Orleans.
Can you imagine? I'm like, yeah.
Look at me.
You're
trying
like,
to
that white chick? Screaming.
For some reason, I can't imagine a Kid Rock.
Is she with Tone Loc? That's uncomfortable. Tone Loc's going to be on it. And I was
he
so
is
excited.
Not.
Yes. I was.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding? I was looking for where my black folk will be.
That's what I was just going to say. I can't imagine a Kid Rock cruise having a lot of brothers on it. Like, that doesn't sound very brother friendly.
If it's not mixed, I get nervous. So,
Yeah,
so Tone Loc is on there. And I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
That's it. He's the token black person on the cruise.
I think he is. I went through it. I'm like,
oh my God. There's going to be so many fake tits and bleach blonde hair.
I can't wait.
On that cruise.
I can't wait because I love that kind of character. Like, people that, like, I'm not a, I'm a fan of a lot of things, but I don't think I could, like, do that. Like, if I can't think of who my favorite person was going on a cruise, would I go on that cruise to hang out with that person
all week?
Right.
For a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or like my niece spent like, I think like $1,200 to meet Bette Midler. And I'm like, I don't like anybody that much.
Hell
like
no.
I love Bette Midler, but you know, no, that's a lot of money.
That's crazy.
Rent. That's
but
rent.
I'm curious too, on a cruise like that, like how much time do these guys actually spend interacting with the fans?
Well, I think he puts on so many shows. Like they've given me different opportunities, like for, they have all these things going on the ship. So they're like, hey, do you want to co-host this with the people from the region, or do you want to do this or that? So I'm like, yeah, I'm signing up for everything because I'm a nervous wreck and I want it to go by. Like, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Why are you nervous
about the cruise? I've never been on a boat.
I've never been on a boat.
I don't know. I'm a swimmer. I don't like.
Yeah, but that open ocean.
I know. Yeah, the open ocean. Yeah, I don't like fish. Say, that's not my business out there.
They say they know.
I'm city folk.
Yeah, 100% of Mars is mapped and only 5% of the ocean. So I don't know. I really don't get
it. You see what I'm saying? Like that doesn't.
Reggie Bell with the stats,
right?
And shit. Damn.
I just read it on Facebook actually.
Sometimes.
Does give you some
Facebook
sometimes.
Depending
then
on
you
what
have
pages
to fact
you
check those,
yeah,
and you're like,
always.
Oh, wait a minute. That's
according
not
to
real.
A Facebook quiz, I'm a Mensa level genius.
Me
so
too. So I
believe
know
everything.
Wrong. Oh, I mean, I know. I got like 100 on a test, and I was like, send this to grade school. What up, bitches?
Yeah,
like,
no shit.
No, oh, I was terrible.
That's so funny. Have you been on a cruise, Reggie?
Yeah, I went when I was like 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
And it was like.
So last year.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, you're young.
It feels like it, you know. My whole, go ahead.
How old you are?
I'm 23. Okay. I'm turning 24 May.
Oh, yeah, be careful. Yeah. Let's get you an AARP
he's still
card.
Young enough. He's still young enough where when he says his age, he tells you, like, when his next birthday is.
Yeah.
I'm 23
excited.
And three quarters. I'll be,
I'm not 25 yet, so I'm still, like,
there
pretty
you go,
excited.
Yeah.
I'm
I've
still
blocked
young,
my birthday you know. Out, so good for you. I don't even know when I was born.
Every time I get Botox, I age myself a year back. I'm only 24 now. I'm doing really well.
So what you were saying,
your cruise.
On a cruise. Yeah,
yeah, and it was my whole grandmother's side, my whole grandfather's side of the
family.
Oh,
that's cool. That's a
yeah, it was a great time, you know.
Where did you guys go?
We went to like Belize and some other random.
Cool.
I really didn't even get off the boat. We got off, but like it
yeah,
was like three or four stops. I mean, it's not even four. I think three stops.
Yeah, we only do one, which is okay with me.
How many days is yours?
It's like a long weekend. It's like Thursday through Monday.
Oh, okay.
So but I'm bringing my boyfriend with me because we're going to Jamaica, and he's like, can mm-hmm. we go to Bob Marley's house? I'm like, I don't think he's home. Yeah, we'll go.
I didn't
he's
know you had a boyfriend.
Bob Marley. Yeah, like 2.5 years.
Oh, that's yeah. What's his deal? What's he do?
He's crazy. That's what I mean. Yeah.
He's not a comic, is he?
No, a civvy. Civilian.
Yep, yep. That's good.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do that.
He's supportive though. Like he loves stand up. That's mm-hmm. good because it is annoying. Like, because I used to see comics with their girlfriends, and I would feel bad for the girls like following them around. Not like in a bad way, but you have a show, so yeah. You're like, I have to do a show here. I have to go here, and they're just kind of tagging along. And I feel like, and my boyfriend's not like a little girly guy. You know, he's a big guy, and he's just following me around. Like, and I'm like,
does he come
like
to your shows
like, all the time?
I've never seen him, but I guess I only see you every once in a while out. But
yeah, we were in the kitchen that night.
Was he with you?
Yeah, he was somewhere. He's probably playing with Earl Skakel. Like, he loves the comics. He's always hanging. He's there so much, and he loves the other comics. They do an impression of him. Like,
no,
Jeff
no
Richards
way.
Does a killer impression of
oh,
him.
That's so funny.
He does it on stage. So my boyfriend thinks he's famous.
Well, he is. Jeff Richards
now
does
is.
Him.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're famous if Jeff does you. Jeff is amazing at that, by
Jeff's
the way.
Really good, yeah.
Funny story. Jeff was at the Las Vegas Laugh Factory the week before me, Jeff
yeah.
Richards. And I get a text message from him. Talk about awkward. So Jeff sends me a text message, and it's a photo of a kid that works at the Vegas Laugh Factory. He goes, this kid's been asking me all about you, man. Really excited you're gonna be here next week. And I'm like, great, Jeff, thanks. He's like, yeah, I told him you guys should hook up. Like, so he sends me this in a text, and then I get to the Laugh Factory, and then the kid is there, and then I'm like, hey, did you know that Jeff sent me like your photo in a text? And he's like, yeah.
I told him to. He's doing like selfies and headshots trying to get a good
yeah,
look.
I didn't know what to do. He was so
sweet. Did you
sweet.
Hook up with him?
No.
Aww,
oh,
boo.
Come on.
You threw the alley.
Help the kid
you
out.
Yeah, come on. His
did you hook
alley-oop.
Up?
Give the kid a shot.
I mean, like, I try not to hook up with people that work at comedy clubs.
Yeah,
you know, you don't
yeah.
want to do
much
that.
Too much interaction.
Well, it's like, yeah, then
but
I have to keep
see
seeing them over and
yeah,
over. That's why I don't
annoying.
Hook up with comics. Like, would you hook up with a dude on your football team? Probably not.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
I mean, that's,
yeah.
that's a different situation.
It's too
yeah,
much.
But,
yeah, people get nervous.
Or even like a cheerleader. Like, would you hook up with a cheerleader who cheers for your own team?
I mean, you can't, like there's no fraternization. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
But there is some teams, like I know the Raiders, there is fraternization.
Hell yeah.
There.
Oh.
It's allowed there.
It's allowed?
Yeah.
Of course it is with the Raiders.
Yeah, right. They're like, look, we can't stop them
bitches.
We can't stop them. So too bad.
That's
you want to
so
press
weird.
Charges, you're going to get fired.
Anyway,
that
rule, you think? Why is that a rule?
Because I don't. It's just like.
Yeah, it's just like a thing. And yeah. I had two, I used to wait tables at the Comedy Store and I would hire the waitresses. So I had two ex-Raider cheerleaders that worked for me and they were amazing. But they were like, are we allowed to sleep with the comics? It was like the first thing.
Shut the fuck up.
And I was like,
That's hilarious.
Sure, I guess. I mean,
there's definitely not a no fraternization policy at the Comedy Store.
I was like, there's probably a line already. So you guys better stretch out.
I would just absolutely love to like hear which comics specifically. Like, I would just love to hear the waitress talk.
I had so many nuts because it was, I don't know if it was just LA or if this is everywhere, but out here, especially with being the Comedy Store and Pauly Shore being one of the owners, mm-hmm. or the owner's son, whatever, I had waitresses that would come in and be like, oh my God, does Pauly Shore come here?
Oh my God.
And I'd be like, okay, you're fired. You gotta go. Mm-mm, get out. Like, it was bad. Or,
that is so
funny. You know,
funny.
They would just start, oh my God, is that true, Rogan?
Oh yeah.
Like, they would just lose it.
Wow.
Yeah. And yeah, there was a few waitresses that like would just attack comics immediately. It was funny.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
We have an old joke. If you want to arouse a comic, just pick up a tray. They go crazy.
It is weird. They do like hooking up with the servers. I don't know why. Because it's easy. Because they see them all the time.
Well, and they're hanging out late. Yeah. You know, they're closing up while the comic's still hanging out, still drinking. Whatever
they're also giving them alcohol, which is like giving
Absolutely.
A guy food. It's like you're giving him something that he desires.
They're like their nurse.
Right. Reggie, how do you meet girls? What's your Emma? Are you single, first of all?
Yeah.
You are single.
You know,
uh-oh.
I'm single.
Oh. Dude, that's such a guy answer.
Is that a Philly tattoo?
A what tattoo?
Noticing your P on your arm. Is that a Philly?
Oh, yes. The Philly's P, but it's not.
A Philly's, yeah.
It's precise. It's actually me and, you know, a bunch of my brother, my cousin. Yeah, it's pretty much my tag on everything.
Yeah, what's precise? Your Instagram handle is at precise reg.
Yeah, it's a brotherhood. You know, it really just started up me, my older brother, all his friends, my younger brother, cousins. And we all just hung out and then we just... You know, as young kids, just called ourselves like the Precise Boys or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then we just started making clothes and, you know, just doing it. Now it's just kind of like a way that we kind of live our life, you know, just with everything we do. If you're doing something, you know, you're doing it, you know,
precisely.
Yeah.
That's
and
for you. Yeah,
everything
like
you
that.
Do. And, you know, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. You know, whether it be sports or, you know, going to school, you know, becoming a teacher, whatever mm-hmm. it is that you're doing, you know, it's you're doing it, you know, the right way. And you're
precise.
Yeah, precise. I mean, that's
cool.
Pretty much.
I love that.
It
I like
pretty
it.
Much says it all, you know, and
I appreciate that.
I got excited. I go, oh, man, he's a Phillies fan. That's awesome. I'm sitting here thinking, good for him.
We used to all wear like before we started making our own like, you know, clothing.
Right. It was the big
we had the P from the Phillies. we liked the font and
you just liked the font. That was it.
We're not from Philly, we're from here. It was
all
never
right, calm down. I'm sorry.
You're gonna have to fight Eleanor. Okay. Guys, don't fight. It's all gonna be okay. So wait, back to you hedging on this are you single question. Wait, so you're single or you're not single? You have a situation?
Yeah, you know, a situation. Yeah.
We all have situations.
Yeah, there's always a situation. I mean,
is it a situation comedy or drama?
Does she both? Know she's only a situation? That's my question.
No, I mean, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
You like her, but you're not in a thing yet.
I'm just like in a point right now where I'm just so focused on what I'm doing.
Your career.
You know, and I'm young and it's like, I'm just hanging out with like, you know, if I enjoy spending time with you, like we'll hang out, you know, we could do stuff, whatever. Girls always, I feel like, want this
to label.
I'm like, there is no like, if we're not married, you know, like,
yeah,
we're not married, you know, and
I agree,
you know, like enjoy.
I'm with you because I love being single.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I mean, you know, there's some things I would mind not having to do.
Right.
Know? like cooking for myself or doing my laundry. Well, I mean, I'll do it.
I love that you think a girlfriend would do that. You're making NFL money. Hire a fucking maid. Yeah. Put a maid in your house.
I keep it. I like my stuff clean, so I keep it clean regardless. Yeah. As long as I'm not having to clean up anybody else's mess, but I would rather sometimes I have like some stuff, like if it's
but
just
sometimes it is nice.
Nice.
I see what you mean, like a woman's touch.
Yeah.
Like there's a little extras.
Yeah. Just like being
sometimes.
Around, like, you know, cause a lot of like, for me, a lot of the things I'm like in this off season right now, all my friends, they're working 9 to 5, you know, they're getting off late. They're just going back, hanging out, whatever, you know, at their house. And I'm all day, like I'll work out, you know, 3-4 hours. I'm free. Yeah. I'm like, you know, just all day. Just
it's like being a comedian when all your friends have day jobs and you feel like such
they're
a
like,
loser.
Because
you're like, I have no one.
Yeah. I'm still sleeping. The sun's been out for hours.
I felt so guilty today. I woke up at 10:30 in the morning and a couple of people had texted me at like 8 a.m. And it's so embarrassing when you answer at like 10:30.
That's like...
Is it early for you?
Yeah.
I try to get up by 9:30.
Really?
Because you know why? Because it's pilot season and
have something to do, but
yeah, but sometimes it's last minute.
I drove home from Scottsdale last night.
Oh, well, that's
getting up whenever.
I mean, comedians are on a different schedule. You guys are getting up so early during the season. Do you get up early in the off season?
I mean, I try to get to work, you know, working out by like 9:30. Any later than that, like 10 would be the latest I would want to start get going, because after that I kind of get a little bit late. Like that's the thing with me, like I'm a lazy person.
Oh, I'm super lazy.
Like so
me too.
I'm 100% Irish.
So like if I don't get going early in the morning and then I like end up getting some food and then I'm just like whatever, you know, if I don't have any plans or anything, then I'm just like, you know, so I like to get it done early in the morning and then
good
I could do whatever
you.
I want. Well, and then I find more energy when I work out. You know?
Don't you feel like it's true, the object in motion stays in motion thing? If I sleep in too late, I'm lazy all day.
Yeah. I could sleep right after a 2-hour workout. Yeah.
Really?
I'm 100% Irish.
But then you get that energy going at night probably more.
Yeah, when the sun goes in, then I'm like...
You wake up.
That's it.
You're like a vampire.
I'm up, It's a sin. Definitely nocturnal.
You are. I used to be. I don't know, man. My thing is I just want to be awake all the time. I just want to be awake. I don't want to sleep. I want to do so many things.
Oh, you're amazing. I'm not like that.
Yeah.
It's not amazing. I think it's a sickness.
It could be a sickness. It could be, I don't know. But so is mine. Or depression, whatever you want to call it.
Depression. I know that I'm depressed
when I
burn out my vibrator. Like the other night,
that's not depression. That's excitement. When you see smoke on a vibrator, that's killer.
That's happened to me. Literally, I thought the other day I was going to fucking melt in my hand. Like, it started getting so hot. And I was like, if this gives me third degree burns before I get off, I don't fucking care. Like,
I had a friend that used to break her vibrators all the time. Like, what are you
doing? How do you break
it? Is it beating you first? And then you
like break it in half?
I don't know. She was always like, I broke my vibrator. I got to go get another one.
Maybe if the motor burns out.
I don't know what she would do to them, but it was a constant. It was like weekly. And I remember thinking, Jesus Christ. Like,
guys don't have these problems. Like, I've been trying to, this is real talk. I've been trying to stop using mine because if you use it too much when you fuck a guy, he can't get you off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been trying to pull it back a little bit, but it's just, it gets a
you
job
gotta go
done.
Old school.
So, I know. That's why when I go on the road, I don't take
carpal
it.
Tunnel.
I do. I get Reggie, let me ask you a question.
Sorry.
So you're 24.
Yeah.
There's a segue, ladies and gentlemen.
There's no segues on this show, just FYI. So you're 24. You've been in the NFL for how many years?
I just finished my first year.
Oh, that was your rookie year this
that
season.
My rookie year.
That's dope.
And you go to Redskins too, though?
I was on the Redskins all the way up until the last preseason game, and then they let me go. And then I got picked up by the Saints, actually, Philly week 5.
Yeah.
That was the first week.
Oh, okay.
That was
awesome.
The Saints. Yeah.
And then you just re-signed for next year, right?
I signed January 4th.
That's so awesome.
One-year deal.
This is a weird question, maybe. What were you when you got drafted? Were you far down, up?
I was undrafted.
Undrafted.
Yeah,
so
called me 25 minutes after the draft ended. So I was sitting there waiting.
Good for you. Yeah.
My mom left. She was freaking out. She was like, "I'm going to the grocery store. I'm getting dinner." Like she was stressed out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, "You just got to, you know,
be patient.
It's all timing. Everything is timing."
I didn't
timing.
Know that happened.
It does happen a lot, and then you'll prove yourself, and that'll be awesome. Yeah. And then they'll be like, we fucked up, and that's great. Yeah. Because I worry, because my nephew plays for VCU. He's a baseball player, and all his friends got drafted. And I'm like, don't worry, it doesn't matter. It's his senior year right now, so he could still.
He's a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing about baseball is you can always, like, my friend Jenna.
Well, you go to the minors forever.
It's definitely
a longer waiting.
Do you have to get
game.
Drafted into the minors? I don't know how that works in baseball.
Yeah, you still have to get picked to be in the minors. You can't just join.
That's so amazing. I just think you guys, like, people don't,
so hard.
People don't realize how hard you guys work.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's definitely a process. And with any sport, there's a guy, plenty of guys, baseball from my school, who still come back. There's a guy who got drafted by the White Sox, but he's like, you know, what'd he say, big A or something like that? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I didn't even know there was big A. And then there's single A, double A, triple A, then the show. And I'm like, man, you know, it's its own journey. And
it's so hard.
Yeah, it's definitely different with the NFL because you don't have all of those minor league systems.
Mm-hmm.
They have like Canadian and Arena.
Oh, yeah.
But that's about it, you know, as far as that goes.
So I've been if you wanting do it precise, to get... you can get it. Sorry, I'm just trying to get
No, I like that. I was thinking of trying to get a job on the practice squad just because I just want to be out there with the guys.
What?
Because I'm good. I'm actually a really good tackler.
Why don't you do lingerie football then if you think you're so tough?
They have it in LA.
I thought about it.
Those girls are strong.
Those girls are fucking.
I'll fight them.
No, you know why I wouldn't do that? Because those bitches will beat my ass.
But that's what.
Yeah, because listen.
But if you're a good tackler.
I am a good tackler.
I've seen you in a bikini a million times, so I know you look good in a bikini.
Like 10 times.
Come on, I don't have that many bikinis in my life, and I'm 40.
I'm going to get you some bikinis.
Please.
Will you please do an in a bikini with me? Would you do it?
Hell no.
Come on.
No one wants to see my pasty
ass. Yes, we do. Everyone does.
No. My boyfriend's like, you better spray tan before we go. He's like, you're going to scare people off.
Oh, my God.
Who let Casper on? I'm super white.
You're going on a Kid Rock tour. You're going to be like the blackest person. You're going to be the darkest person on the...
On the inside, I'm super soulful. But on the outside, I did not get the pigment. I sleep with guys for pigment.
Is your boyfriend black?
No.
Oh, okay.
Italian and Jewish, double negative. But we're working on him.
Oh, my God. I just pictured him with so much hair.
He does. He has. I call him the Silver Fox because he has gray hair. He just turned 50. This is the youngest guy
I've
ever
dated. Does he have back hair?
No.
Oh, thank God.
He's got lucky. I don't know where he got, because Italian Jewish, you would think he was like a chia pet.
He doesn't get lasered or waxed? Reggie, do you do any, what kind of manscaping you got going on?
I mean.
You're pretty hairless over there.
I pretty much just, I don't grow too much hair on my arms or legs or back or chest or anything.
You're just
me
lucky.
Either. I don't even shave.
Yeah, my mom and grandmother, they don't grow any hair on their arms. So it's like, I guess I just grow
just
a little bit
lucky.
And they're like blonde. It doesn't, I don't know.
Your hair's got some blonde. Is that natural?
This is definitely
natural.
Yes, that's
all.
Yeah,
that's
all
natural.
See,
I like
the roots,
the blonde tips. Right. Okay, wait. So back to what I'm trying to get at, which is, so you started playing last year. I want to know, listen, everyone knows my love of athletes, but that's beside the point. What I want to know is, how has your game with women changed? Because I would imagine as a college football player, you got to be pulling some pretty decent tail in the first place, right? But NFL, I mean, that's next level. That's like Instagram model shit. You know what I mean? So
Instagram model.
It's true. So, I mean, like the minute you're like, I play for this team, it doesn't, girls are dumb. Girls don't even look to see like, does he actually play? Does he sit on the bench? Is he?
Yeah.
Like, they just see football player and then their eyes glaze over.
It's definitely, you know, you can.
But that's a gold digger. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. No, I'm saying
you just said like they see NFL and then they.
Well, because I don't think it's necessarily gold digger. I think it's like girls that are chuckle fuckers. It's not because the comics are rich, but it's because they're funny. There's something sexy about that. There's something
athletic.
Like sexy about an athlete, I think. Even if he's like not the star. I don't know. I'm curious how it's changed for you.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely changed. Like
tail went up.
Like how many? How many like naked Snapchats do you get from random girls now?
You know, honestly, I don't
That's
have that many
scary.
People on Snapchat.
Really?
I keep it really, you
precise.
Know, I keep it real.
sorry.
You can use it as much as you want. I love it. Oh, yeah, I love it. Keep going.
What about Instagram and your DMs?
Yeah, there's that.
I don't have Snapchat. I think I have to get on. I've been on it a million times.
I'll send you a nude. Just you. You'll be the first one I've ever sent to anybody on Snapchat.
I have an asshole niece that every time I'm in like a ridiculous outfit vacuuming, she Snapchats me.
Perfect.
I'm like, really?
Why are you wearing? What are you wearing to vacuum over there?
Well, because like I'll barely get dressed. You know what I mean? I'll be like, I gotta vacuum. You know.
You're naked vacuuming. She's like Snapchat.
I don't like clothes. You would think I would wear a bikini. I'm like, even when I was young, my mom used to scream at me because even though I'm still built like a 13-year-old boy, I thought I was a boy. And I have six brothers, and I would just go in the room, like out of the shower, right in front of them.
With no shirt on.
Yeah, nothing. You were 13? No clothes, nothing.
You're 13 years old?
Horrible person I was.
No.
Yeah, my mother would be like, put on some clothes.
You traumatized your brothers for sure.
That's... Oh, no, they didn't even notice. It was a sin. They were like, Billy? Oh, it's Eleanor. Oh, shit. They never, no, they were like, that's a sin. Put something on. What? Ugh, what is that?
Oh, great.
Yeah, they were interesting.
Oh,
Like, I'm not, you know, busty or whatever. I did play football. I played padded football.
You did not. You played football.
Yeah, I was a quarterback.
No way.
Yeah, I have a killer arm.
We should get it. We should get a comedy store football league going. I would play.
Yeah,
I can throw.
We used to play in the parking lot a lot. And I would play.
That sounds dangerous.
It was. And we would throw it across Sunset.
While Doc is parking the cars.
Yeah.
While everyone's getting stoned behind the comedy store.
I can remember a couple comics like backpedaling in the streets.
Oh my God. It sounds terrible.
Well, yeah, I played padded football and I loved it. Then when I got older, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find an athlete and then we're going to have a kid and I'm going to have like
superstar
a Brett Favre
babies.
Or a, yeah. Yeah, that's all I wanted. Peyton Manning without the neck injury. You know, that whole whatever. I was like, I'm going to make. And my first ex-fiance, I have a couple of those. I'm not a closer. Anyway. So my first ex-fiance, his uncle was a pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Nice.
And he was a killer pitcher. His name was Ralph Branca. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. He's got the sperm.
Just because his uncle was an athlete.
Yeah, his father too was a player, but his father went into the war. His father went into the service, so he didn't play. But he was just as good as the uncle, if not better. And I was like, this is in their genes.
Yeah, but what about the guy you were actually dating? What did he do? Is he like a plumber? What was
his? He was a little slow. No, I'm kidding. He was a booking agent for comics. He was,
of course,
and he was the best. He really was one of the best
at booking comics.
Yep.
So you're like, if I fuck him, my kid will be like highly athletic, like, and have a great sense of humor.
He might not play, but I know it's in there, that gene. And our two arms.
That's probably what happened to Peyton Manning. I feel Peyton Manning is so fucking funny. Like his commercials and shit. His commercials are amazing. Like he is really good.
He's been on TV for a long time.
That's a country bumpkin. I like Peyton. Yeah. I'm a Peyton fan.
I like Peyton too. I like Eli too. I like him. I like the Manning
family. I'm an Aaron Rodgers. Like that's one of my favorite quarterbacks.
I like
Big Ben.
Drew Brees.
You like Drew Brees?
Oh, you like Drew? Drew's killer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who would
he is my quarterback, so.
Wow. Oh, right. I forgot.
Drew's good.
But no,
I'm an Aaron Rodgers
really
is one of my favorites, hands down.
Aaron Rodgers is really pretty hot. His brother's super hot, too. I know his brother, but that's beside the point. Anyway, moving on. So back to you and your...
I'm going to start hanging out with Kate longer than I need to.
Well,
I need to know these people.
Doesn't matter. Back to your Instagram and the naked girls sliding into your DMs. So, okay. No, because I imagine athletes... are
just
constantly bombarded with pussy.
Yeah, but see, the thing is with me, like, I'm, like, super picky, and I kind of like what I don't or can't have, you know? So it's kind of like, right away, like, those ones that slide in, like, there was some random number that texted me the other day. I didn't have it saved. I did. I was like, who is this? And then my boys were like, I sent it to the group chat, like, does anyone know who this is or how they got my number? Were you guys messing with me? They were like, no, like, tell her to send you nudes. So I was like, okay, like, send nudes. And I was just sending it to the group chat. I have no idea who she was.
You sent nudes and she sent nudes?
Yeah.
Oh, she's catfishing you for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's got to be girls out there who target athletes to try to get them to send dick pics so they can sell the dick pics?
Yeah.
So I feel like anytime I send like photos to guys that I'm like hooking up with, but I never put my face in. It doesn't matter if I've been with you. I mean, we could be living together. You're never getting a naked picture with my face in it because I'm so afraid that one day they'll sell it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I put my face in it.
You do?
This is mine.
You're like hoping. These are all me. There's one guy. There's one guy that I sent them to with my face. This is it. There's one guy.
Make a silly face in it?
No. They're like, they're really hot photos. And it was right after my divorce. And I sent them to him. And I will admit that like there have been one or two moments where I'm like, maybe I should sneak into his apartment and leak them. I think like, when my career's in the dumps, I'm like, maybe I just need a little boost. You know what I mean?
I did, this is terrible. When I was in high school, I went to an all-girl Catholic high school. So obviously I was promiscuous. And I was dating this guy forever. I think we went together for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
I blocked it out like a mild molestation, wow. But he was my first. And
I love
we
you
were
called
together.
It went together.
We went elderly, together. Kate. I'm elderly. So we went together. He pinned me. And when I say pinned, I mean it was a wrestling move, and he raped me. We had fun, though. No, but so we were together a long time, and he was my first. And I was in high school. I think I was a senior in high school. And he was like, let's make a tape. And whoa. This is old school, like, let's
how
make
did,
a tape.
Did it?
Yeah, like with the crank and
wow.
shit. And look at the birdie, you know. No, but it was like an old VHS
yeah.
bullshit thing. But I had my Catholic school uniform on. You know
no
what I mean?
Way. There's an wait, there's an Eleanor Kerrigan porno.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
So when I moved to LA, and I don't even think he knows this. He's not going to listen. He's retarded.
and retarded people have ears, Eleanor.
Yeah, but they don't know how to push buttons. Okay. So
well, that's fair.
I'm just kidding. So we moved out to LA together, and I was kind of pissed that he came with me, but because I was already kind of over him. But then at the same time, I didn't know anybody in LA, and I'm a hood rat from South Philly, and so is he. And you know, we were out here for 2 weeks, and we got in a fight with like a bunch of people, you know what I mean, idiots. And so it was okay because it was got me through the first 3 months. But when I knew I wasn't. Like he was going home and I was staying here. We broke in his room, me and my roommate of 12 years, and we found the tape.
No.
And we destroyed it.
What?
And he was pissed. He was like, somebody stole the tape. I'm like, you better find that tape. Like my acting skills were impeccable that
Why'd
day.
Why'd you
I'm
destroy
like,
it?
You.
Why didn't you? You watched it first, right?
Hell no.
Oh.
I was terrified. What if? I was in my Catholic school uniform.
I would have loved to have seen that.
As if
I would have made some popcorn
enough.
And I would have fucking, that would have been girls' night in.
But then I'd have to see him in it. He wasn't who I was picturing that
right.
day anyway.
I'm kidding. Have you ever been in a relationship where the sex was so bad that every time you had to think about someone else?
No.
Okay.
Well, he
Me
was
neither.
The first. Me either. Never. I never did that. But we were each other's first, so we
right.
were both bad. You know what I mean? Like, you don't...
I married my first.
Oh, you poor...
Could you imagine?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's a good recipe for divorce. If you marry someone you've never
I have a good friend.
With.
They've been married 20 years.
And
it was his only.
Was it her
one
only?
And only?
She
was
had,
it her only?
She had one before him.
But did they fuck before?
In high school.
Did they hook up before they got married?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's different. She test drove it. We were virgins.
Oh, hell no. Are you Mormon or somewhere?
Oh, my God. You know that I do that in my act, literally.
No.
I'm like, every time I tell people I got married at 19 as a virgin, they're like, were you Mormon? Amish?
No, that's
abducted,
a thing. Yeah.
Stockholm Syndrome? What the fuck happened to you?
Was that slavery? Was it?
Yes.
what happened to you?
Seriously.
Tell us what happened.
No.
Who's your agent?
Who's your agent? Well, I was sold. I was living in China at the time, and I was shipped over in a box.
Wow. But yeah. I didn't know that. 19.
Yeah.
Wow.
19.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's how old I was, 17 when
well,
I was,
yeah.
When I lost my... That was the noise
Reggie,
it made.
When did you lose your virginity?
I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, okay. Damn,
yeah, boys always
football player, man.
No.
Yeah. Were you under the bleachers?
Just a boy.
No.
That's not
it
a football
was...
player or anything. That's just a
freshman
boy.
In high school. That's so young.
I know guys are, they say, mm-hmm. like,
I know.
Seventh grade, like, oh, yeah, some girl, like, put my thing in her mouth and seventh grade, like, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I used right. to, my brother's
freshman
the
year,
worst.
I felt like that was when I was actually, like, talk to girls, you know, and before you, I would be like, yeah, like, this or that, but you know, you're still kind of young. And then once you get to high school, it's like, you think you're cool, especially as a freshman. And I had a girlfriend.
Your voice is dropping.
Yeah.
That's great.
I had a girlfriend. That was my only girlfriend. Like, actual, like, oh, yeah. Like, I go around saying, like, this is my girlfriend.
Your freshman year.
Freshman and sophomore year.
Did you stay with her? How long did you stay with her after that? Did you hit it and quit it?
No, we were together for like 2 years. It's really crazy, but I mean, it's a real long story. I don't want to get into it.
Oh yeah, why not? We're all ears.
I'll shorten it up. So I met her like before freshman year started, and I was supposed to actually hook her up with my friend, but then I started liking her. We started dating. Lost our virginities to each other, broke up because, like, I think I forgot to call her on her birthday or something. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Reggie, what the fuck?
I was like 15 so at the
I
time.
Mean,
I was,
you were so old normal. Enough to fuck. You're old enough to call on the birthday.
I don't even think. I think I text. I think it was like I text or something.
Oh, well, but, wow.
Damn.
In my head, I was like, text in high school?
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh.
That was what, or it was actually AIM. It was AIM. It was like the sidekicks were out. So at the time,
sidekicks. So you sent her like a birthday cake emoji or some shit, but you didn't call.
I didn't call. I don't know.
So
I don't know.
She broke up with
it. It was like this. It's in December, late December. Yeah. So it's holidays. Like,
oh, good timing.
Like,
she didn't have to buy her anything for Christmas that year.
Yeah.
No, they like to double it up, women.
Okay.
So we broke up like around December, January. February comes around and she's dating my best friend, who I'm still best friends with. And, you know, I realized at a young age that it's like girls are just girls, you know, unless you meet one who's like, you know, really, you know, then it's just going to be whatever. So
yeah, let's pass them around. I was like a hot potato.
I didn't know. The thing was, I was like, I was kind of blindsided by it. We talked for like 3 hours, me and the guy, you know, my best friend, and we're on the phone like, you know, da 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 da. Like, he's like, oh, I'm gonna take her out on Valentine's Day. Like, but we're just gonna talk about you. Oh, and like, we talked for a long time, and I was just like, okay. So I was under the impression that he's gonna go and
he's
be
trying
like,
to get you back.
Yeah, because it was a couple months. So we broke up December, and then they went on the first date. To my knowledge, it was February 14th.
Okay, on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
Damn, that yeah. He's moving in.
So.
When did you find out they hooked up?
It was like a few weeks later, maybe in March, that I found out that they were dating.
Oh. Do you think she did that just to make him? That sounds like you do that to make him jealous, but then you wouldn't go all the way through with it and hook up with them.
But then if she figured out that she liked this other guy better, and she was like, you know what?
Well, you know, I have cool friends.
Somebody calls me on my birthday.
You know,
he took me out on Valentine's Day, motherfucker, and he called.
Somebody remembered.
So wait a second, but you're still friends with this guy?
Yeah,
that's definitely. Crazy.
No doubt.
You don't think that's crazy?
No, I didn't grow up like that.
She was like one of the hottest girls in town, and it's like, okay.
Whatever. Oh.
So I mean, I couldn't be mad.
Boys are better at sharing.
Guys are amazing.
And it came full circle because I was supposed to hook up my friend with her. But I ended up. So maybe it was that was my karma there. And that's why I haven't really gotten into a relationship. I've kind of been kind of like, you know, I don't really trust people too early. You know,
yeah.
So it's like,
but that's what happened with my first. I played him in basketball and I beat him. So
ooh,
he had to,
basketball.
That's right. Yeah. So he had to. Well, I'm
based
an athlete.
On your life.
I'm an athlete. Okay.
Okay.
I know you are, but I
especially
I used to be a wrestler. I'll fight you right
you
now.
You really were a wrestler?
Yeah. Wow. Women of wrestling. Okay. Easy Rider. That's my name. Watch out. Anyway.
I'm not.
He's
stepping.
Like, look, bitch. I'm.
I wish so bad I'd known you last year when we did the erotic wrestling episode of my Playboy show.
Oh,
I would have totally had you on it.
Oh my god! Probably some of my friends were on it. Were they wrestlers or no?
Female wrestlers.
Who'd you have? Lana Turner.
Oh god, I can't remember. No, she's a wrestler.
No, not the comic.
Oh, okay.
Lana is.
I'm like, damn.
Lana. She was on the show with me. Wow, Women of Wrestling.
I honestly,
she did a lot for Playboy. She's beautiful.
I feel guilty saying this, but I don't
Lana
remember.
Star.
I can't remember. We had a few women. I apologize.
Anyways,
to them.
Okay, so back to my wrestling days.
Yeah. No,
but I played him in basketball. He was supposed to go out with my best friend Ivy, and so he went on a date reluctantly, like pissed off. And meanwhile, she was still is one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like, why am I busting my ass playing basketball. You don't want to go out with her. But he just, they didn't have anything in common, really. Mm-hmm. So he didn't, he liked her, but he didn't like her. And she really liked him. And then we wound up going out for 7 years.
No,
I mean, Ivy are still best friends.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
we had our little tiff.
Yeah.
But then it was like, oh, he's an idiot anyway. I don't want him.
There's a guy. This is actually really funny. There's a guy, because I always thought, like, when you're younger, you think you could never hook up with someone that, like, hooked up with one of your friends or something. But then I think as you get older, you're kind of like,
it's not bad.
That's such a big... Guys can totally share. Guys don't care at all. But there was a guy that I hooked up with just a couple times. It was honestly really just like a hookup. And I was out with Jody Miller one day.
Okay.
And she had also hooked up with this same guy, but like way before.
Like a long time ago.
Yeah, but it was actually just so funny because like neither of us ever like really had feelings for this guy. But then it was so funny to like compare. Like she was like, does he do this thing? He got so much better when he started doing this thing. Like we were comparing like how. And then while.
See, isn't it fun to share?
It was actually hilarious.
It's nice to be a guy.
While we're together, he starts texting her. And then he starts texting me. And we're literally sitting next to each other like texting him.
Good.
It was pretty fantastic, honestly. I also had a recent thing happen where, like, this is how I learned how cool guys are with sharing. I really didn't know. I went out on a couple dates with this guy, and then he invited me over to a party. He was having a party at his house, and I go to the party. And at that party, another guy shows up who I didn't know was friends with him, who I had hooked up with. But I stopped hooking up with him because I found out he lived with a girl. And I just don't do that. Like if they have a girlfriend,
if you live together or if it's like, if you,
yeah,
it's hard to tell when somebody's just dating someone, but if they're living,
they're living together, that's like they're dating.
Yeah. So this guy shows up, but it was actually kind of fantastic because he comes in with his girlfriend who is having a baby. And it was just epic to watch the look on his face because of course I spent the whole party like chatting with his girlfriend and like making friends with his girlfriend just because I knew it would like freak him out and I thought it was funny.
Good.
Yeah. But
put him on the hot seat for a while. But without doing that.
100%. Yeah. But then what was so crazy is like then he saw that I was clearly there with his buddy, right? And then the next day he texts me like, hey, thanks for being so cool, you know, at the party. That was kind of weird, I know, with my girl there and stuff. And then I was like, you know, no worries. I didn't know you were friends with the guy that I was with. So sorry if it was weird for you. And then he was like, yeah, so should we not hook up again?
I thought he was going to be like, you're not messing around with him, are you? You know, because I love when guys try to control you, even though they have 35 girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like, to, no.
Well, I think it was kind of, I think there was something to that because he then hit me up a few more times like, hey, are you sure you're not down? And I was like,
that's
you
a real
just
piece
said
of
he's
shit.
A good Mm-mm. friend. Like, yeah. I think it's so weird when people, but I guess guys just, when they want to hook up, they want to hook up. I don't know.
Trust me. I have six brothers and I had, there was a girl that dated three of my brothers and my father.
No.
Enjoy that. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Working through the fam.
And I was like,
that's a movie.
Who are you on now? Wow. What's happening right now?
Did she try and make a play on you?
No. She was cute. I would have. No.
That's where the guy's brain goes.
Kidding.
She hit that?
I didn't know. Yeah. And then her family. Somebody in her family hit the lottery or something, so she moved out of town.
For real?
She needs to get...
Oh, my God.
She's sleeping with my dad who owns a typewriter store. You better hit the lottery, buddy. You got to get out of here.
Oh, man. You guys have been awesome. Well, we're almost out of time, but this brings me to my last question. This went really fast. You guys were so funny.
Because I was late.
Because you guys were hilarious. This is something I ask everyone on the show, but the show is called Date Fails. So,
I'll sleep with you.
Thank you, Eleanor. That would be a win for you. Come on,
it really would.
I'm not that. Actually, it wouldn't
You're
at
hot.
All. No, well, that's really sweet, but I wouldn't know what to do with a woman's vagina. I would have no idea.
Have you ever watched Orange Is the New Black?
Yes,
I have.
And I still don't get it.
Then I know what I'm doing.
You should know. What
I can figure
doing.
It out.
Yeah.
I would. Well, I just.
I'm always like,
there's plenty of like instructional videos.
Look, he's encouraged. Now he wants to know if he can watch.
He's like,
I just want to help coach from the sideline.
Thank you. Yeah, you seem like
he's
you'd be a great
coach.
Yeah. So your worst date ever or worst sexual experience, like, that you can remember, just something that comes to mind that was really bad. Or any date fail. It doesn't have to be the worst ever. I had a recent one. I'll give you a recent one where I hooked up with a guy. I haven't told this one. I hooked up with a guy. Wasn't great sex, definitely. And then afterwards, I reached over to take a sip out of his water. He had like a water bottle on the nightstand. I grabbed it and took a sip out of it. And he was like, ooh, sorry. I don't like to share bottles.
I'm with him.
What?
I
was like,
either.
We were just sharing spit and like
it's
bodily fluids.
My mom says the same thing. She's like, you make out with him. I'm like, doesn't matter.
Then he gave me a protein bar.
You hope it was wrapped. It wasn't open, was it?
No, but I was just like, where the fuck am I that I can't drink this guy's water? And then he gave me like a gluten-free, like, like,
all right, no, that's a weak
protein
person,
bar.
But still.
Then he ushered me out of there pretty fast. That's the end of that date fail. How about you guys?
I had a sick one. This was a long time ago, in between an ex-fiance and another ex-fiance, obviously. This was just a random, I met him at the store and he asked me on a date and I was like, okay, I don't know why I went out with this guy. He's not my type. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to go different way. And he invited me to his apartment and I thought, I don't even know if I'm attractive, but dumb girl, walk in. But I'm a street fighter, so I'm ready.
Right.
And so I'm always in the house already looking at the weapons I can use, you know. And so the weirdest thing happened. He had all these pictures of one girl on his coffee table. And he was like, do you know this girl? And I was like, no. And he's like, you know, she's in the Playboy Mansion. And, you know, I helped her get in there and she won't return my calls.
She's in there, like living
there? I was like, wait, what? I go, what do you mean you helped her get in there? He's like, I took pictures of her naked and I was pushing her to get in there and now they have her there and they won't let her out. He goes, so I'm going to break her out. Do you want to help me? I was like, no. I knew I wasn't attracted to this idiot. So I leave and then flash to a while later, we were hosting a party for the Playboy golf tournament at the Comedy Store. We always host their parties. And then they invited us to the Playboy Mansion. I went with a bunch of comics and waitresses. Tammy Pascatelli was with me.
And Paulie.
Tammy. No, he didn't come. Oh. This is the only time Paulie wasn't there. And we had a blast at this Playboy party. But I ran into this girl and I was like, she looks familiar. It was the girl.
No.
That the guy. She
was in chains?
She's like, oh my God, he's a stalker. He stalks me. Yeah, she had a restraining order against him.
Was she locked in the Playboy Mansion and couldn't get out?
She said they were dating in Florida.
Oh my God.
And then she got the audition. He didn't want her to go. She submitted her pictures. He didn't want her to go. She went. He got pissed off, so he followed her and had been like harassing her. She's like, when did you see him? She started writing shit down. I was like, oh my God. I was just in the middle of like a case.
That's a pretty bad date fail when you think a guy's into you and he wants your help to break another bitch out of the Playboy Mansion. That's pretty good.
You have a pretty decent body. Can you get in there? I'm like, no. They're like, they don't let little boys in. No.
I always like when a guy tells you have a pretty decent body too.
I'm at the Playboy Mansion. They're like, why is Robert Plant here? That's weird. Like, I know that was an old reference. I'm sorry.
Do you know who that is?
No,
You're fine. You're totally fine.
Your face was great.
All right, Reggie, your turn. Worst ever. Or anything.
I don't know. I guess it's not like the worst, but I guess it's just pretty interesting. So I'm fresh out of high school. I just get signed to University of San Diego to play football, you know. So I come out in the summer and I'm living with some older guys. We go to Newport Beach on 4th of July.
Sure.
And it's insane. Like, I'm fresh out of high school, you know. Where I went to high school is like a small little town, nothing too wild. But, you know, we go to Newport Beach and it's wild. We're crazy. We got Grey Goose on the beach and, you know, it's a good time. And then some lady like walks up to me because obviously our shirts are off. You know, I'm 18. I'm basically a kid.
Delicious.
I'm a kid at the time.
Can you reenact this real quick?
She was,
how are you standing?
She was like, well, I was walking. walking on the side of the street, sidewalk. And she just like walks by and like
grazes me and is like, ooh, how you doing?
She grazed like, you? Yeah, like, your chest like that?
Yeah, damn. Like, right across my chest.
And was I'm it
like,
me? Oh. I'm sorry.
I don't, she referred to herself as Miss April. So.
Oh, okay. Was you. So was you, definitely.
She was at the, I don't know how, she was definitely older. I mean, I was fresh out of high school, so I was like, yeah, you know, like, why not, you know?
Yeah.
You know, why not try older girl, you know, being young 18-year-old dude.
Smart.
So I get her number or whatever, go back to San Diego, end up driving up randomly. She puts money because I'm like, oh, I can't get there. I don't have any gas because like I was nervous. I was like, I don't, and I didn't want to drive to Newport. She's like, I'll put money in. She puts money in my account for me to get gas.
Damn.
When I get there, she takes me to the gas station, fills up the rest of the tank. We go to like the...
Is this a metaphor?
Miss April, call Miss me.
No, don't. I'll get to the rest. I can't. I don't think I want her to find me, so don't let her know.
Miss April, don't call Reggie. Call me.
So she's filling up the tank.
She filled up the tank. We go to the grocery store. She gets food. She's like, get in your boy shorts. At that time, I'm like, what are boy? I call them boxers. You know, it's so
get
like that
your
just
boy shorts.
That just is to. I was like, what is that? What are, she's like, your boxers, your underwear. I was like, okay. So like, she's in her bra, panties, whatever, cooking and da 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 and whatever, you know, candles everywhere. It's like super romantic. It's like crazy. Like,
romantic,
you know, she's
or certifiably crazy.
Well, she was crazy.
Witchcraft.
Because
yeah.
When I got there, I came. So like before we went to get gas,
came that fast?
No, not that can't, not
oh, okay,
that.
Okay, oh, okay.
I arrived
got
at
it,
the house.
Right. Thank you.
There was a guy there, UPS.
Okay,
UPS guy.
A UPS guy.
A real one or her fantasy?
A real one, and she was a coke dealer. The guy was doing coke right there. I'm 18. I've never seen anyone do coke. Like in high school, I've never seen anyone. There's plenty of people that smoked weed.
You went to a good school.
Yeah, I mean, you know, kids got stabbed and stuff, but, you know, people didn't really do coke.
Yeah, it's drugs. It's different. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was people that were on drugs.
Sure.
Definitely.
Right.
You just never really witnessed it. Right.
I never seen someone, you know, do it. And she's dudes right there just, you know, doing it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, whatever. So, you know, we're in the room, whatever. Then candles are lit. Finally, I come. There you go.
That nice one. Work. Nice to do. Just the candles do it for you?
No. So she's like, oh, like drops her bra and like goes into the shower. And then she's like, oh, if you like want me to suck on it, then, you know, you got to come in the shower.
Hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And
then after, like, I don't mind this.
After.
Okay. Nice.
So then
round two.
I grab all my clothes. Throw all my clothes on, and then I'm driving back to San Diego. I'm in the carpool lane. I'm by myself.
Because you didn't go into the shower.
I didn't go into the shower. I was
snuck out.
I was,
you got scared.
I got spooked.
You snuck out. Yeah.
She was crazy.
Okay.
And like when I was in, like it was something else. It was
great sex.
It was intense.
It was crazy.
Like, I wasn't ready for
it. It was crazy girl sex.
Right. I had sex with girls who were amateurs.
Yeah.
This woman was a real life
pro. She's a
pro. I was not ready.
I like
And she was
scares
crazy.
You.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm driving back and she's blowing up my phone. You don't know who I am. Like I told her like the neighborhood I lived in because she was like, oh yeah, like I have a girl who lives like right down the street. And I was like, oh my goodness. Good thing I was only there for like a couple more weeks because then I went into the dorms freshman year.
Yeah.
Damn.
But Miss April, my first professional sexual encounter.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you got a lot more of those coming, son.
Yeah. A lot more sacrifice.
At this point, I've gotten some practice in. I got some stripes.
Can you Snapchat
now.
It next time?
Yeah. Get the candles. Were they Yankee candles or what?
I have no idea what they were, but it was definitely a good time. And I had it was fun like sneaking out. I think
it doesn't
that
really sound like
part.
A date fail, but definitely interesting.
That's more of a date.
Sounds like a win.
Win. Yeah,
it sounds like a big win.
I'm probably going to touch myself to that story later. That was
Miss April called me.
Yeah.
Oh, this was amazing. You guys were great. This went by really fast. I'm so glad. Thank you guys for being here. Before we get out of here, anything, Reggie, you want to plug?
New Orleans Saints.
Miss April.
The Saints.
Miss April.
Miss April.
Precise.
Do you sell this merch?
See, the thing is, right now we keep it real tight. It's just between, we're trying to get it, we're, you know, we're trying to get it to the point where if we do it, like if I show you the inside of the hat, like it has, like everything we do, we try and do it right. Like it doesn't have tags, like you don't, it doesn't say, like we, and it's expensive. And
to do it right.
We don't really have the cat, like now I'm getting into the NFL and, you know, I have a little bit more
bags. Look how cute he is now that he took his hat off.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm distracted.
I'm so jealous of Miss April.
All right,
I find that bitch.
But so you don't sell it yet, but you might.
We have sold things before, but right now we don't have anything for sale. The only people that you'll see in it are like
the actual
family, yeah, like the family, the Precise.
That's dope.
Precise group.
But they can follow you on Instagram and Twitter at
Precise Reg. Twitter with 1G, Instagram with 2. That's only because I deleted my Instagram before because I was like getting Instagram famous, like when it just started coming up, and I was like, who are all these people following me? I deleted it, you know. And
I see what you mean.
Because I was like, I'm not even doing anything, and I'm like getting all these followers. I'm like, I don't know.
Just so you know, just
so I deleted
Instagram. FYI,
why do you think
Why do you think
you're here?
It was that was
this
before
is how
it was even a thing
on Instagram, and I've showed my tit twice.
So I deleted
just one tip. Just one.
So I need to get the guys over at Instagram to let me drop the G because it was mine. But
talk to them. I think you'll be all right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Eleanor.
I am on Wednesday night. When does this air?
Fridays. But this will be next Friday.
Oh, all right. Let's skip that. And ahead. No, I'm doing the cruise, the Kid Rock cruise, but that's already sold out. And then the Borgata in Atlantic City.
So we can't get tickets.
So is there anywhere anyone can actually get a hold of you?
Oh, my dad's typewriter store.
Perfect.
No. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and all that nonsense. Twitter. I just don't do Snapchat, Twitter, EJ Kerrigan, all that stuff. But I'll be at the Borgata in Atlantic City March 20th through the 26th.
Perfect. You're so funny. Everyone should definitely check her out. She's hilarious. Please. You guys know you can find me at KateQFunny or KateQuigley.com. And
funny, that's precise.
Thank you.
Yeah, very precise.
Yeah. And,
I should put that in my time.
Nothing I post is funny, but it doesn't matter. March 18th and 19th, I'm at San Jose Improv. So come see me there. And I love you guys. This has been Date Fails. Peace.